Where Evil Lies by Jørgen Brekke, read by David Menken. To Eva, for her infinite faith. For thou shalt have full many a chance to roam, seeking for something that all men love well, not for an unknown isle where monsters dwell. William Morris. Prologue. There are no monsters under the bed. The spaceship he spent almost a week building is wrecked, the pieces strewn all over the floor. Some of them are weighed down by the end of the bed where he's hiding. When he burst into the bedroom, he inadvertently swept the spaceship from the green plastic table that he and Papa had bought at IKEA. Now he's afraid that the crazy person downstairs might have heard the crash when the Lego pieces scattered in every direction. A Luke Skywalker figure, which he had wanted for so long and just got for his birthday from his parents, is standing right in front of his nose and staring at him with dark, empty eyes. He's trying to breathe calmly and stay as quiet as he can. He mustn't make a sound. Then that raging person might not find him, might turn around and leave. But is that what he wants? If the person leaves now, Mama will be taken away. The only thing he saw was an arm and the crowbar that struck his mommy in the head, right above her ear. Her head was flung backward like a rag doll's, her neck so thin and white. Round drops of blood seemed to hover in the air. She fell to the floor without crying out, and he had to take a step back so she wouldn't fall on him. Then a shadow appeared standing in the doorway. He didn't dare look at it. Not sure whether it was a man or a woman. He knew only that the person wanted to do them harm. For an instant, the time it took to draw a breath deep into his lungs, he thought he ought to protect his mommy. Then the figure took a step into the house, and the boy glanced at the crowbar. There was blood on it. Mama's blood. He turned and ran. I have to breathe softly, he thinks, without a sound. He hears footsteps on the stairs, heavy steps like Papa's. Could it be him? Had his father come home just in time to save them? The footsteps stop at the top of the stairs. He tries not to breathe at all, feels his chest tightening. Then he hears the footsteps again. They're coming straight toward him now. 2 feet coming across the floor. On the way to the bed, they step on the pieces of the spaceship, smashing them flat. There are no monsters under the bed, but there's one towering over it. Slowly, the figure squats down. The boy hears the unfamiliar breathing come closer. Then he hears the voice. I am everywhere. A hand grabs him by the hair and drags him out to the middle of the room. He doesn't want to scream and has only one thought. Now I can be with Mama. Part 1. The Edgar Allan Poe Museum. God is an understandable sphere in which the center is everywhere and the circumference nowhere. Alain Delille, circa 1100 AD. Chapter 1. Bergen, Norway, September 1528. The mendicant monk had heard few good things about Bergen, and even fewer about Norway, the land where he was born, about which he had forgotten so much. A lost and windswept land, it was said. The towns were far apart. But Bergen, at least, was a town of some size, and if the beard cutter had settled here, it certainly meant that he had found what he sought among the young men of the town. The coastal vessel on which he arrived from Rostock was the type that the Hanseatic seamen had used in the olden days, and some were still in use up here in northern waters. They were good at sea, but could not compete with the Dutch and English trading ships,